All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a beautiful Friday in the neighborhood. We're trying to get settled in here. We're at Prime Social. Up the street at Westheimer past Hillcroft. Stop on in and see us. Lance is here. AJ's here. Everybody's playing poker. You guys can stop in, have some fun. Also see Barry, myself. Nick is camping, quote unquote.
Yep.
If you want to call it that. But
well, that's what he's doing.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
staying
in
a cabin.
He's with not air camping. Conditioning. And
he's vacationing at a campsite. But he's not camping because he's not staying in a tent and sleeping on the ground.
He also tweeted last night and said, what do I pack? I'm not sure what to bring. So I put peanut butter, dog biscuits, chocolate, marshmallows,
that
and a towel.
That is so mean.
And he said, well, I only packed the peanut butter. And I said, that's all right. You can stop by Bucky's and get some beaver nuts.
I see what you did there.
So I was having some fun with Nick before he headed out of town. But, Tyler, we appreciate you sitting in for Nicholas. And hopefully all is good in your world as we get ready to get the weekend started here at Prime Social. What's up, Mr. Laminack?
Dude, I missed everything last night. I was in bed at 7:10. Is that not an old man move if you've ever heard
7:10?
One?
7:10?
Yeah, I haven't been feeling well. I've been under the weather a little bit. So I took a Benadryl, and that'll knock you out. Well, I don't know about you, but it knocks me out. And then I forgot that I had had a couple of beers with dinner. So a couple of beers plus a Benadryl.
Oh, yeah, that night.
7:10, I was out. I woke up at 8:30 this morning. So another 13-hour marathon sleep fest. Of course, it's tossing and turning all night when you're sick. You know, I didn't sleep great. But
now,
yeah.
I wish I would have had your plan of attack, simply because if I could have had some forward thinking to know it was heading towards me in my future, I would have done that immediately, since I heard expletive at 2:40 this morning, 2:45.
Uh-oh.
And went, what do you mean, And Lisa, it was the bomb.
Oh.
And I went, what's going on?
Yeah.
And she's like, I overslept. Uh-oh. And I'm like, So then, Lisa and we handle pressure differently and stress.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going, okay, so blow off the hair. Blow off, just start immediately on the hair. You know, you showered last night. You're good. No, can't do any of that. I'm like, what? So, and then I just keep hearing, as she's trying to get ready, just random screams. And I'm like, all right, so I'm, like, getting the dogs out. I get her car ready and her coffee and everything she needs. And I got the car ready to go and everything like that. And she's still, like, totally freaking out. And I'm like, if that was me, I'm like, this is so easy for a guy. You just go, all right, what do I eliminate that I really don't have to do?
Yeah.
And I can pull this off.
Now, we don't have the luxury of saying, I don't care what my hair looks like. I don't have to put on makeup.
Right.
She's on TV.
Right.
She's a woman.
Yep.
She has hair and makeup that she has to. So I get it. I get it.
I do, but I'm blowing the shower off. I'm going right to the
hair. I totally didn't shower this morning because I was running late for my haircut.
See?
I just said, you know what?
Right.
I'll just shower tonight
guys
or the next
can do
day.
That,
I'll
like
skip
you said.
2 days if I have to.
Yeah,
I'm
guys
funky.
Can do that. But she was like, and she just kept with the ultimate. And then she finally called me while she was on the road. And she goes, babe, thanks for everything. I love you. I appreciate it. I go, wow, you just got to breathe.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here worried, like, I'm watching her car going, if she dings up this car because she's just going to run into something because she's in panic mode,
yeah,
I'm going to freak the hell out because I don't want anything to happen to the car. But she made it, and everything was good in the world. But I was like, oh, my God, trying to go back to sleep after that. And then
good luck with that. Yeah, that didn't happen.
So then I finally fall back asleep only to hear Taylor go, get up, Daddy. Wake up.
No.
And I'm like, what time is it? And I'm thinking I overslept, so I freak out, jump out of bed, going, we got to go. It was like 6:45. I'm like, okay, both of you are killing me right now. So I got zero sleep, doubled up on coffee.
So I got all the sleep. You got none of the sleep.
Yeah. If we could have just split the difference, I'd have been happy.
Yeah.
You feeling better?
Not really, no.
Super.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm taking one for the team. I'm good. Okay. You know, I don't have fever, so as long as I don't have fever, I'm all right.
Okay.
The rest of it I can deal with.
Can you decipher at this point? Do you have allergies?
I wonder if that's what it is because I forgot to take my Zyrtec to L.A. with me.
Uh-huh.
So I went a whole week without it. Mm. And as soon as I got back, I think it got me. Because I wasn't sick in L.A.
That might
so
be it.
Cause I'm guessing it's allergies.
The hardest thing for me is to decipher. But at this point now, I can normally feel it coming on and going, that's just allergies.
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, Lord, this might be something.
Which is why, I mean, with no fever, I think it's just allergies. So I've been much worse. I'll live.
Well, we'll power through for you people.
Yeah. What did I miss in the Astros game?
Oh, they didn't play.
Oh, they were off. Oh, even better.
But interesting
right.
here. Interesting
they
here.
They start the Angels series tonight.
Yeah, let's give some props, by the way, to our own Patrick Creighton.
Okay.
You and I had kind of kicked this around a little bit with George Springer, but we had thought, well, they're saying it's a quad. He should be ready for the Angels series. I had heard some rumblings, and you know, we just said, God, let's hope it's not. I was watching Springer's thumb the whole time when he came back.
Right.
Just thinking, hey, is there something up still? Because is it still going to bother him? Because you can't afford to have that guy less than 100%
right.
going down stretch. Creighton breaks the story last night, puts it on the website this morning. His quote-unquote sources are telling him there's more significant damage to the thumb. Could be 6 to 8 weeks total that he'll be out, which kind of puts you back in a little bit of panic mode.
6 to 8 more weeks or
so,
total?
So he's already missed whatever he missed, almost three.
14 days
so you might
like
have you might be deep into September before you get him back. So, I mean, I did a video for SportsMap before you and I got here just, again, to kind of reemphasize what I've been saying all month long. Now, once again, it wouldn't hurt you to look at what you can get as an extra bat. There's a Curtis Granderson out there with playoff experience, outfield experience, has been a good clutch playoff hitter that might be able to help you out. There's a couple of names out there.
If I'm not missing, Adam Jones is also available.
He has a no-trade clause.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he said he's going to exit. I mentioned before when they were talking about the infield situation when Altuve was questionable to look at an Adrian Beltre, but he also has a no-trade. But, you know, a guy like Curtis Granderson is a guy that I look at and go, well, he fits every role that you could possibly look at and say, I could use that guy. But it's time for the Astros and Jeff Luno to say, hey, before it was kind of just a luxury that I can kind of casually look at what's out there, see the waiver wire, see what teams put out there and go, I may be interested in that. Or if the price isn't too steep, I'll take a look at that. Now it might be, okay, guys, before we hit to September 1st, we may need to make one more move.
Yeah, it's funny because there was this list that I don't remember where we got it from, but MLB Trade Rumors had a list of the top 20 August candidates.
Uh-huh.
Number two on the list, Curtis Granderson, that you had just mentioned.
Okay.
Number one, Andrew McCutchen. I don't know if he tickles my fancy. He's
price tag worries
he's
me.
He's long
there.
In the tooth. I guess he just signed that deal with the Giants. So,
I think I saw remaining on his contract was something in the 3+ range. For the rest of this year.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, it's still not that bad
well,
and for
he's
an
a
experienced
free agent
bat.
At the end of the year. Yeah, that's fine. If he didn't sign a deal. He's got the 1 year.
Right.
It's just I don't feel like it does enough for you. Now, at the bottom of this list, number 20.
Yeah.
Shin-Soo Choo. That's a bat that
not
I feel
a bad
like
name.
Yeah, now it's going to cost you more. But that's a bat like that where you feel like it can have a material impact on the lineup. Then I would do a deal. But to add a guy like Andrew McCutchen, I feel like you're making a move just to make a move. He's kind of like it would be almost be like you're doing it on his reputation but not on his productivity. Like last year when they added Tyler Clippard,
yeah.
It was just a guy. Like it wasn't a big name. It wasn't a big move. And
right.
That was part of their problem is until they added Verlander, they didn't make a big move. I kind of feel like that would be the case with McCutchen. And
the only thing I'd say to preface everything that you just said is I agree with you, except if this Springer thing is lingering. If it's really going to be an issue, then I need a solid frontline outfielder to fill a void because this team is too good to just say, well, we lost George, we're going to mail this one in.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have somebody. So you
of
look
course.
At something like that. If this Springer situation is a little bit more than everybody thought it was.
Now, you could, because when you add Shin-Soo Choo, he can play right field, but he can also DH for you.
And
we
can
talked
lead off.
About yesterday, and we talked about yesterday possibly needing a DH or Tyler White, obviously filling in a little bit there. But we, you know, we discussed with Marwin Gonzalez, Tyler White, and Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp could play center field for you. You could put Marwin or Tyler White in left field. Let Chu DH. Or slide Josh Reddick to left, put Chu in right field on occasion. So he would give you a little bit of flexibility there. But I'm with you, man. If Springer is out for an extended period of time and you can get somebody on the cheap, I'm not saying you mortgage
the farm. Right, I totally
agree. But if you could get a reasonable deal for a bat, because if they had a 10-game lead, I would say absolutely not.
I was going to say, there's no cushion this
year. But the problem is you could run the risk of – being a wild card, and they don't want to be in that one-game elimination scenario.
No doubt about it.
Because it's probably going to be against the Yankees.
Yeah.
I feel
objects
sorry for
in your rearview mirror,
the Yankees. Yeah.
Closer than they appeared a year ago, for sure. And that's just another reason why you gotta be prepared for it. Whether you panic or not, you have to be prepared for the situation. Situation at hand is, it's not a given you're going to win the division this year.
Right.
So you've got to do everything that it takes. If it takes, like you said, if it's a rental so you don't have to give up too much, just like they went when they got Clippard last year, or they got guys that are going to be free agents like Liriano.
Yeah.
Definitely you got to look at that, and you got to try and do that before the waiver wire trade deadline, because it's just essential. Like you said, you don't want to fall into that wild card game and realize you could be one and done.
Right. By the way, it's an FEI Friday, our comedian of the week, Ali Siddiq. I featured Ali back in January, but I wanted to do it again because he is at the Houston Improv. He's winding down his Out on Bond tour, and I wanted to show the OG some love. He's been around for a while. He's got 4 albums out, 2 Comedy Central specials. The latest one being my favorite. It's called It's Bigger Than These Bars. He's done a couple appearances on Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening. Like I said, he's been on this Out on Bond tour, and he'll be at the Houston Improv this weekend. So make sure you check it out at Ali_Speaks on Twitter, Ali Siddiq on Instagram, and AliSiddiq.com. So we'll have a clip coming up at the beginning of the next segment at 1:15.
Sounds good to me. All right, we're just getting started. Suspects, you know how we do it. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Producer T. Scott. We're all ready to go, and hopefully so are you, so fasten your seatbelts. And let's have some fun. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm gonna say this. I've been thinking about this, too. Father's Day is the worst holiday in the world. I've done the research. I already know. Let me tell you something. Mother's Day is the second most celebrated holiday in the world. Christmas is first. So that means it's Jesus, then your mama. You know what Father's Day fall at? Number 20. I can't think of 18 other holidays. Do you realize Halloween is number 6? That mean ghosts and goblins go before fathers? Arbor Day is number 13. I don't even know what that is. I just know it come before me. That's crazy. Columbus Day is number 16. Celebrating Columbus Day is like celebrating somebody finding money in your house. Where you get that $50 from? I discovered it in your kitchen.
Hey, that's Ali Siddiq. He's our comedian of the week, and we do it on an F Yeah Friday. F is for funny, and he is definitely that. You heard the first clip of 3 clips we'll have throughout the show. You can follow him. AliSiddiq.com is the website, which is AliSiddiq, at Ali_Speaks on Twitter, and at Ali Siddiq on Instagram.
Yeah, and we'll have the second part. That's a two-part clip, so we'll have the second part of it at 2:15. Yeah, Ali's OG, man. He's been around for a while, been touring forever, been blowing up nationally for a long time. So
I've heard the name forever.
The fact that he's back in Houston, man, I'm hoping that Houston shows out and represents. So
you going?
I'm going to go, yeah. I'm not going tonight, but tomorrow I have a gig at Warehouse Live for it's a burlesque show.
Oh, down by Minute Maid.
Yeah, it's called the Burly Q Lounge. And so
very cool.
Burlesque has always had a close connection with comedians. And so Kiki Maroon, who puts on the Burly Q Lounge, she always has a comedian on one of her shows. And honestly, it's one of the best shows for comics in the city.
Really?
The crowds could not be better than they are at Kiki Maroon's show. So I'm looking forward to it. And after that, I'm going to leave and go over to the Houston Improv and check out Ali. So
good stuff. Now, do you have information on your show so that if people want to check you out, how they can reach out and touch you?
I do, just not in front of me.
All right. Well, we'll get that to you before the end of the segment.
Yeah.
So you can make sure if you want to catch Barry doing a little comedy and a little burlesque on the way, we'll get that to you.
I won't be stripping. No, I won't be. No one wants to see this.
Barry has a G-string with tassels.
No.
That is something that's going to be optional in the clothing optional portion of the program.
Trust me. I don't want to see myself naked. No one else wants to see this body. Trust me when I tell you that.
Well, they get a good side view every day.
That's true.
Based on the studio shots.
It's true.
All right, so we'll get to we mentioned a little bit of the Astros again. A good shout-out for Patrick Creighton from our staff. Pete Crate breaking the news with his sources. Springer might be out for an extended period of time with that thumb, as it might be more severe than initially diagnosed. So if that's the case, then the Astros, who open up a series in Anaheim against the Angels this weekend, have got to take care of business. Dallas Keuchel's on the hill tonight. You got to make sure you take care of your games against the teams that aren't going anywhere, and that would be the Angels.
What's that?
That would be the Angels, a team that you got to take care of business. They're not going anywhere.
I thought you meant. Yeah. You're right. Oh, that looks good. Is that the quesadillas?
Yeah. If you want some,
no,
dig,
I'm good.
Grab one.
I did have the fried rice. I don't know why I did that. I usually don't eat fried rice a lot, but it sounded good, and it was good.
Yeah, you know, and it looked good. It was a good portion, too.
Sorry, I digress.
No, and we're at Prime Social, by the way, in case you're interested where the great food is. And you're welcome to stop on in and see AJ's here playing, Lance Zerline's here playing. So stop on in, play some poker, have some fun.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a bounty on those two, right?
I don't know. Like I was going to ask how many people we have here because Adrian Peterson can't play anymore because he's actually got a job.
Yeah, I want to say there's a bounty, but I'll have to confirm that. But if you want to get out and play... Last time, I do know that there was a bounty on AJ and Lance, and if you knocked them out, you got a certain amount of cash.
Yeah, Granato
like
too.
Yeah.
He was here. I don't see him this time.
He's
but regardless,
day drinking somewhere.
This is like what a sweet setup. This is as close to Vegas as you're going to get for being in Houston, Texas.
It's pretty nice
in terms of the fact that it's clean, it's brand new. They take care of you. The food and beverages are good. The service is great. It's a fantastic venue. It's a great atmosphere. Check it out, Prime Social. Right past Hillcroft as you're heading away from the Galleria on Westheimer. You can't miss it.
The staff that takes care of you, easy on the
top
eyes.
Top shelf, yep.
Easy on the eyes. I will say that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yep.
So the Astros have to take care of business against the A's simply because of the fact that, like we said, too close to call right now. The division is still up in the air. That's something that they got to focus on because they don't have the cushion they had a year ago. So it's going to be imperative that they take care of business. And Dallas Keuchel can't have a Dallas Keuchel outing like the last time when he gave up four or five. He's got to bear down. He's got to make sure that he tightens the screws and gets into playoff mode if at all possible because – this is a big-time situation for the Stros because of the fact that they want to finish this trip right. They want to beat a team that's down and out, and they want to take advantage of any opportunity to catch up on the A's. Now, the A's last night, I fell asleep eventually, but they were losing 5-2. I'm checking for you right now. They were losing 5-2 to the Minnesota Twins as they open up a series against a team that I thought might be rolling it up and going away, but instead they came to play last night, and that was doing the Astros some favors. So as we look at the final score, the Twins won 6-4. That means that it's a game and a half lead in the division for the Astros. That can only help right now as the Twins take on the A's this weekend while the Stros battle the Angels.
You know what's crazy is I always use ESPN's standings to kind of gauge, you know, just to get an idea of what's going on across the majors because they give you a good summary. So now they've added playoff percentages on who has, you know, who's – so – to give you an idea of what it looks like in the AL, right now, Boston, the Yankees, and Cleveland have a 99.9% chance of making the playoffs. So it's a wrap.
Gotcha.
Houston has a 99.6.
Okay.
So it's a wrap. The only other team that has – there's two teams left that have a better than 0.1% chance of making – 0.1. Not 1. 0.1% chance of making the playoffs. The A's have a 79.4% chance. The Mariners have a 21.1. So outside of that, every other team in the AL is not making the playoffs, basically. So what this comes down to is it's – the Red Sox and the Yankees, the Indians and the Astros, all in the playoffs. This basically comes down to, can the Athletics hold off the Mariners?
And that's basically those race. Two teams have no one more to thank than the Houston Astros for still being alive and having a fighting chance, because the way the Astros have just laid down and said, take it any way you want it, over the last couple times that they've squared off, it's allowed them to stay relevant, especially in the case of the Mariners, who were basically down and out with the Astros having a chance to just slam the door on them. Instead, they threw it wide open. Mariners came in. They got Cano back. They've got an extra bat in their lineup, and they've been hanging in there. So we'll see what happens with that. But this, the weekend, the way it sets up, A's at Twins and Astros at Angels for the weekend. So keep an eye on all of that as we look at. And again, it's a game and a half lead in the standings now. Between the with the Astros ahead of the A's, so that's a good thing.
The percentages in the National League a bit different.
Okay,
so the National League's a little more wide open. The Cubs have a 97.3% chance. That's the best in the National League. The second best odds of making the playoffs in the National League, 71.5% chance that the Braves make the playoffs. That's second best.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a lot more wide open. You've got. The Phillies at about a 50% chance. The Cubs or the Cardinals and the Brewers at about 55 and 52. The Diamondbacks with a 62% chance. Dodgers and Rockies 54 and 47. So, it's the NL is where the races are at. The AL is all but decided, but the NL is kind of wide open right now. Still a lot to be determined over the next month and a half.
And speaking of one of those National League teams, it is the Arizona Diamondbacks that are hosting the Seattle Mariners. So that's a big series to keep an eye on as well, simply because the Mariners are still within striking distance, six out of your behind your Astros right now. But the Diamondbacks fighting for their playoff lives as well, as Barry just mentioned. So Diamondbacks have a lot to play for. They're going to be playing at home, so maybe that does the Astros a favor and gets them out of contention where you just have to worry about you and the A's in the division as it goes down the stretch. So it'll be real interesting to keep an eye on that because of the fact that these races are tighter than you'd like them to be, but hopefully the Astros are still in a position of power now that they've opened up another lead as opposed to being dead even with the A's as we were a couple days ago.
Yeah, I haven't even pulled up the text line yet.
Okay.
But real quick before we go to break, yo, Adrian asked, have I ever watched Roast Battle on Comedy Central? Yes, and another Houston dude has been prominent on Roast Battle, Matthew Broussard, has been doing really well over the last couple of seasons. And so he's on this new season, which I haven't caught the new season yet. But Roast Battle, that's a lot of fun, man. But I'm actually going to be in a Roast Battle in a month.
Really?
Yeah, and I swore I would never do a roast, but this is a little bit different. I'm actually competing with one of my friends. So we're actually – it sucks, but we kind of help each other. Like, I'm giving him stuff to use against me and vice versa. So it should
cool.
be fun.
Okay, that'll be good to watch. Yeah. We'll have information on that when that pops up. But – we're going to continue to roll on. We're on a F Yeah Friday here on The Usual Suspects, live from Prime Social on Westheimer. Stop in and see us if you get a chance, won't you? We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man. We're live at Prime Social on a Friday. Prime Social on Westheimer, right past Hillcroft. If you're heading out away from the Galleria, lots of tournaments going on, lots of fun stuff going on. Great place. We just told you about great food, great atmosphere, very clean. Lance, AJ are here playing as well. So a great way to start your weekend. Stop on in, have some fun, play some poker, maybe win some money.
Yeah, I wish I could play. I wish I had time. I'm jonesing. I'm fiending.
Are you?
Yeah, I'd like to get out there, but can't do it today, unfortunately. No one cared enough to even want to put a bounty on me. How's that? The level of disrespect.
Well, I mean, it's like giving away money. So I think from Prime Social's perspective, that was just a business move.
All right. Man, you may have a point there.
You went to bed early last night, so that means you didn't watch any football. You probably got...
Do you think I would have watched it anyways? Tell the truth.
I think you at least checked in on it. I think you got an extra bonus that you didn't see coming because you didn't have to watch that game last night.
Yeah.
Browns-Eagles. So you got your Super Bowl champs against America's team because of Hard Knocks okay. and because of the Vegas lines and everything that's going on. And then you tune in for it and go... What the hell's going on? I mean, it was 5-0 at the half, and that's the way it finished.
I saw a box score. I was like, oh, I didn't realize the Indians and the Phillies were playing.
Because that joke made it to the air. Yeah, eventually. Yeah, because of the fact that, you know, a safety that had to use replay to be called a safety. Otherwise, it was probably the best throw of the night for Nick Foles, who's looked like absolute garbage all preseason. The crazy thing is, if you're an Eagles fan, like intern Shane, like Holly, like the people that we know, at some point, you have to start being concerned. Their number one offense has yet to score a point this preseason. A point.
Yeah, that would be a little alarming. I know you're not supposed to care about the preseason, but if the ones haven't scored yet, you'd like to see at least a field goal.
And they're resting a lot of their receivers. Sure, a lot of their guys are dinged up a little bit. But still, you're the Super Bowl champs. You have a talent level above most. You should be able to execute well enough to at least get a field goal.
And quite honestly, to be blanked by the – I should have never.
Lisa knows what that's it.
But to not put up a single point against the Browns – and look, I realize it's – oh, well, it's their threes versus our threes. Yeah, well, guess what? The Browns aren't as deep as the Eagles are, and they haven't been. That's why the Browns went 0-16. They're not a deep team. You should be able to put up a field goal at least against a team like that. So.
Yeah, my takeaways, if I was going to do my takeaways from the game.
Oh, God.
They sound something like this. Why is Michael Strahan hosting both the pregame show and the halftime show with Terry and Howie?
That was the
Did they do something to JB? Because I'm concerned. Because any man with those initials should be taken care of anyway. But where in the hell is he? Because regardless of what Strahan does with his morning job, JB does a hell of a job quarterbacking that show, and I don't want to lose him.
Can I tell you why I can't watch JB?
Okay.
The hairline.
Really?
Yeah. I fixated on it once, and I can't not see it now.
You need a LeBron headband for that?
Well, he needs the skull cap. Because, like, his bangs, you can't have bangs in the middle of your head. Like his hairline.
I guess I didn't really notice.
It goes from ear to ear. It's way back.
Yeah, I guess I haven't noticed.
It's way back there. It's not even like he's getting an edge up where a ponytail goes. That's not. It's not. And I think he's great at what he does.
Yeah.
But I can't. All I do is fixate on his hairline, so I have to turn away.
He also lost like 963 pounds too.
Did he? That's yeah, a lot. Specific number.
Yeah, he keeps dropping weight too. But yeah, I've never noticed the hairline. But
check
it
out next time.
I always like the way he kind of handles the shows.
He's very good at his job.
So
very
good. It'll be interesting to see. I'll have to try and see if I can dig up some information to see if that's permanent or just something they're working on in the preseason. The second takeaway for me: Joe Buck is still an idiot. During the you know I don't like him anyway.
I know you hate him.
But he comes out during the broadcast and he says, you know, Troy, the Browns, I don't know if you know this or not, with Vegas odds, have better odds to win the Super Bowl than both the Falcons and the Jaguars. Fake news, Joe. Don't know where you're getting your info from. You're probably going to blame your stats guy. Nothing could be further from the truth. And Troy Aikman was like, that doesn't sound right. Might have to check that out. I'm like, yeah, but the whole world's going, where are you getting this from?
Wow.
So I was like, okay, that fantastic.
He probably read it on Twitter from somebody that didn't know what they were doing and just assumed it was true.
And then thirdly, but most importantly in terms of a football aspect was, and especially since we've been highlighting everything that happens in Hard Knocks, you're going to be actually doing it on Sports Map as well. The fact of the matter is Tyrod Taylor got hurt last night, and at first glance,
who?
Tyrod.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the other thing. The network, the network's watching Hard Knocks, Fox is, because everything that they said was Tyrod.
Yeah.
But then when they went to Joe Buck, it was Tyrod. Well. So make up your mind, guys. Let's have some consistency. Regardless, he goes down. craziest thing I've ever seen from even in preseason from an offensive coordinator standpoint in Todd Haley. You march down the field by passing the ball, spreading the offense, going, you know, making sure it's kind of a split between run pass. First and goal on the 1.5 yard line. They actually went for it on fourth down. They passed it all four times.
That's
did
wild.
Did not execute. And on one, Taylor rolls out, throws on the run, and as he's bracing himself for a fall, it's his non-throwing hand, wrist, and arm, but it almost looked like the hand went one way and the arm went the other. And yet he came back in the game. He was holding the wrist. He actually, on his own power, raced off the field. They had him in the blue tent. They sent him to the locker room. He ends up coming back, and they're like, but he's got his helmet in his hand. He may actually come back in the game. They're like, nah, come on. It's only the third preseason game. And lo and behold, next series, he's back in the game. He finished out the rest of the half.
How did Baker Mayfield look?
I mean, again, in a 5-0 game, it's hard to look stellar. But he looks confident. There's one that they called the Ginobili move, where he actually did a Euro step on a defensive lineman. He takes the ball. He's got two hands on the football. And he literally does kind of the Euro step, fake it one way, go the other way. The lineman goes left. He goes right. And everybody's like, oh, wow. Because for a guy that can't even elude a cop that's on his on foot, he's definitely sneaky quick in the pocket. He moves around and eludes the rush. And he made a couple of nice throws again to where, of course, that was the main topic of conversation throughout the game is who's going to end up being the Browns' starting quarterback. I still think, barring injury, Taylor starts the season.
Yeah.
And they even mentioned the fact that early on their schedule kind of conducive to making sure you got a vet like Taylor in there. They play the Steelers, then at the Saints. But after that, I can see Baker Mayfield getting in there pretty quick because he's looked pretty good.
Holly had a thought for you on Twitter.
All right.
She said about her Eagles, yeah. We've only played our third string no-name kids. We have to keep everything a secret, haters, LOL. So what we can glean from that is that Holly is a we person. When she
obviously
talks sports and she talks about the Eagles, she is part of the organization apparently.
Yeah.
So she's a we.
She does the same thing with Beth. When they're talking about Darling Way, it's a we thing, as if she's part of the organization.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they've developed.
Clarence also said, did you really just call the Browns America's team? He was joking, Clarence.
Kidding, Clarence.
Of
because
course, we all know it's the Texans.
We've said over and over again that Vegas and these odds and all the things that are going crazy are a product, a direct product of people getting too high on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, of course. Somebody texted and said, once you've seen JB's hairline, you can never unsee it.
Is that true?
Wait,
I guess I'm going to have to look it up.
You see it.
I guess I didn't pay that much attention to it, but I will.
Steelers fan Juan said, wow, I didn't mean to get your underoos in a wad, Barry. I guess this was from yesterday.
Okay. What did you say? What happened?
I value a neutral opinion, Joel. Navigator training on Monday, Steelers fan Juan. Said he turned another coworker onto the show. No, Juan, I just want you to realize that I see your text, but I have to prioritize all the texts that come in order of importance. And I feel like there's not enough Steelers fans to bump you to the top. Like, that's all. I wasn't upset. Just realize, I know you sent the same text 8,000 times to get it read, but I don't think we have a lot of Steelers fans in the crowd.
Okay.
Just like Saints fans. There's probably more Saints fans. Cowboys fans, Texans fans, Saints fans. That's big down here. Steelers fans, everybody hates
the
Steelers.
Juan, you're worried about Le'Veon Bell next year with the Colts. Don't worry about it this year. You're wondering, like, is there a possibility he goes to the Colts this year? That was the other day. No. But at the end of the year, the Colts are one of the teams that are supposedly lining up if he becomes a free agent. So we'll have to see what happens. By the way, again, not shocking to you people, I mixed up the names. I see James Brown's hairline. It's not that bad. I mean, but it does look kind of like the band on headphones.
It's bad, yes. It's exactly what it would be.
Yeah.
It's like they use headphones to do his edge up, the thing there.
But
kind of like the Chili Bowl.
But you were on board with me. He used to be on Fox. He's now on CBS.
Is that why you didn't see him?
Yes. No, I don't know. But Kirk Minifield was the other one that I'm going to have to look at because Kirk Minifield was then, I believe, was
you just knew it was a black guy. You were just kind of racist and got him confused.
See A.J. Hoffman and the fact that I am racist, so therefore I just – yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Do you feel like, J.B., do you feel like Brown would be a athletic quarterback? Is that what you're saying?
And I think he could fill in on the Buccaneers if need be. Yeah, I think absolutely those are all possibilities according to the Blitz.
That's good stuff.
So it's Kurt Minifee, and I'm trying to find out if Kurt Minifee is still going to be on Fox. because he wasn't there last night. Strahan was quarterback in the show. And that's saying something when you got a quarterback like Bradshaw in the lineup. But it's their 25th anniversary of football on Fox. Remember when they came in and everybody's like, ugh, why are they going to do that? And they don't have anybody.
Yep.
And then they started doing some like innovative things with audio and graphics and all the things that they started doing. And all of a sudden you're like, man, they get it. They're pretty good.
Except for those stupid-ass robots. I hate those dumb robot
things. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Transformer thing.
It drives me nuts. That is the dumbest thing that they could do. Get rid of that. It's dumb. You know what you don't get rid of? Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen, y'all. You do not get rid of them because it is one of my favorite places in the entire city of Houston to go and have lunch or dinner. I think you're going to love it if you haven't been out there yet. Get out there to 1901 Taft in Midtown. 1901 Taft, right there in Midtown. Of course, we argued with AJ and them about it. Maybe Midtown, maybe Montrose. You get the idea. The food is absolutely amazing. The menu is so diverse that you can try something new every time and not eat the same thing for probably 6-7 months if you went there once a week at least. And I love it because I can, if I'm feeling kind of, you know, Southern comfort food like chicken fried steak, I can do that. If I want some Indian food, I can get the chicken curry. It's really good too. If you want to eat healthy and maybe just enjoy the wine list and the beers on tap that they have, you can eat healthy. Get you, you know, get you grilled chicken and some rice and green beans. Have you a couple of beers, you're good to go. What I also love about it, dessert. Make sure, listen to me. Make sure when you go out there, you get the red velvet cake before you leave. If you're full, get it to go because the portions are big. But that red velvet cake is to die for. Also, one of our favorites on this show is the non-quesadillas. If you mention that you listen to The Usual Suspects or mention that you heard it from me, they'll give you 20% off the non-quesadillas. Also, they've got TVs. You can watch the game. Full-service bar. And they're on DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub, so you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your front door. I know Pink Valkyrie did that. She got back to me and said that the butter chicken was outstanding. As usual, I've never had anyone tell me they didn't like Cowboys and Indians. And when you're out there, make sure you punch Haas on the arm. Tell him Barry said hello. And Imran if you see him as well. And Wednesdays is trivia night. Don't forget that. If you're looking for something to do on a Wednesday, it starts at 7. Get out there, 1901 Taft in Midtown. If you need more information about the restaurant, the menu, or anything else, they're on Facebook at CNI713. Guys, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Big Show right here on ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from Prime Social on a Friday. Well, we're hanging out, watching everybody play a lot of poker in a really great environment. Very much an upscale place right here on Westheimer past Hillcroft as you leave the Galleria area. Can't miss it. Right at the intersection, valet parking, fantastic scenery inside from the staff that takes care of you. Very clean and safe atmosphere and great poker that's being played throughout. So stop on by, see some poker, see us, have some fun as you start your weekend. It's Barry, it's Joel. Nick is on vacation, camping, quote unquote, I guess.
Right. All right, I got to do this.
Please.
You know me when it comes to the restroom and people washing their hands.
Yep.
I'm a stickler for that.
Yes, you are.
How do you think I would feel about it? Look at you, Pockets. You're the best. She brought me a Diet Coke.
That's the only reason why you'd say that.
Thank you. So you know I'm a stickler for washing your hands in the restroom, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
How do you think I would feel about it at a poker room?
I mean, probably it would be more essential that you wash your hands.
How do you think I would feel about it for someone that just came out of the boo-boo room at the poker room and didn't wash their hands and just walked out of the bathroom?
You would be disgusted.
And you see that gentleman in the hat and glasses that's two seats away from AJ? He's nasty.
Two seats
to the AJ's right. To same table. I'm going to text AJ and be like, "Hey, bro, I hope you're enjoying the boo boo
with a hat
chip.
On, or
yeah,
just
the hat and the glasses." So this dude, how do you come out of the boo boo room,
right,
and not wash your hands when you're about to go touch poker chips that everyone's touching and cards that everyone's touching? Now you just got your boo boo particles all over the poker table. That is so gross.
Yeah, that's not a
good. That's the worst thing in the world.
At least from a standing position at a urinal, you can say, "I didn't have to touch it. I didn't touch it.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
I didn't touch
out
it.
Of my zip. Man,
dangled it out and tucked it back in." But at the same time, there is no escape route where you stay clean coming out of a stall.
No. We know what you did in there.
Right.
There's no way to not. We know what you did.
Short of a pit crew, you're on your own, Han Solo. And when you're soloing sitting, you got work to do with your hands.
Yeah, that's I'm going to text AJ and be like, "Hey, bro, make sure you don't lick any of the poker chips."
Yeah, be
or the cards.
Be aware of the cards for sure.
By the way, where are we? So I was talking about this with Jason today. I got a haircut this morning.
Yep.
And he was telling me about how him and his buddy were talking about this guy running for U.S. Senate in Texas, Beto O'Rourke.
Yep.
He was saying that this guy, him and his buddy were talking about it and had never seen anything about this dude online or anything, right? And then all of a sudden, after they talk about it, his buddy leaves. He gets a text from Beto O'Rourke's campaign asking, "Hey, do you want to donate?" Just out of nowhere. Really? Very suspicious, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've only talked about Beto O'Rourke with Nora at home on the couch.
I'm with you. I did the same thing with Lisa.
Okay. My phone was in the other room when we discussed it.
Okay.
And I haven't heard a single word about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, in my barber's chair with my phone in my pocket, as I talked to Jason about Beto O'Rourke, guess what I just got on my phone?
No way.
A text from Beto O'Rourke asking me if I want to donate to
his November
election.
I noticed he didn't call you by Barry.
Yeah, he put Nora.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
That. I got my phone right here, Barry.
That's a little.
And let me just tell you about Beto.
It's a little strange.
He's hoping it gets Beto and Beto every day. I don't know. All I know is, here's the thing. Same thing, and I'll find out if it works.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Hard for Jason or anybody else to say they haven't heard anything about the guy after the last couple days, because he's obviously running against Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
In one of his stops in one of the cities here in Texas, someone asked him about the NFL and the kneeling policy. And he went off on what has become like this viral thing all across social media. So then yesterday, Arian Foster spent the whole day with him campaigning and hanging out. Yeah, and I know Arian goes to see Jason, as you do, to get your haircut. So interesting to think, see where that all goes. And Lisa and I had the same conversations in the living room, kind of talking about it. And where do you see this guy? And this guy could be a presidential candidate down the road if he keeps playing it like this.
Yeah.
Because on the Today Show and other places, I've seen people being interviewed from the entertainment world that had Beto pins on their lapel of their suit jacket. And I'm going, it's just a Texas thing. Why are they
jumping on board early?
Beto? But maybe it is because of the presidential race. Because the other thing that's really weird, and I don't know if you caught this, Michael Avenatti.
I have no idea who that is.
I can tell you in a minute. Okay. He is the attorney representing Stormy Daniels.
Oh, okay.
You know what else?
No.
He is considering to be a candidate for the presidency in 2020.
Really?
Yeah, he was on Meet the Press last weekend because he is contemplating and gauging interest in a run for the presidency. So you put your name on the map by representing the porn star taking on the president.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you go, I could do that job. So, yeah, there's that, too. I'm curious now to see how does that work, because – that can't be that your
it's
phone.
It's pretty suspicious.
It's also violating privacy
it,
violation.
It pisses me off. I'm going to text them back and be like, "Look, don't text me. I didn't sign up for none of your lists. You know, I'm going to block it. I'll report it." But and you know, it's funny because I was telling Nora, I was kind of excited about a guy that goes out there on the trail, doesn't take any campaign money, doesn't take any PAC money, at least.
Right.
It's all donation based, which I think is cool. But we were talking about it. I was like, you know, that's going to start to be a trend, I feel like, in politics, where less and less politicians take PAC money. Or so they say, because what's going to end up happening eventually, if you know politicians at all, is they're going to say they're not taking PAC money above the table. They'll be taking PAC money, you know, behind closed doors, under the table, and then there's just going to be this slew of politicians that get busted. So I can't wait for that to happen because it'll happen.
But again, kind of like what we were talking about with what happens with the NCAA, with what's going on at Maryland, what's going on at Ohio State, what's going on with A&M, and how the NCAA reacts if they change the rules. Interesting to see with campaigns now, and I don't want to make this into a political thing, but because of what's going on with the president and the campaign funds that were used or not used, or was it legal or illegal to use money generated while the campaign was going on as hush money, see how that all plays out. Because what you're saying is true now, but it could change if the crosshairs focus solely on campaign funds and how they're used, or it gets more intensified because of what's going on out there in politics. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
So on the poker front, the not washing your hands.
Yep.
JD said poker is nothing more but a germ swapping engagement. If you put poker chips under a black light, they would look like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that's the one drawback to playing. Trey or Ignacio the third on Twitter said, "I bet Alexa was listening. Now I've received texts and never spoke about him, but my Facebook grinds post about him, so there's that connection." It's weird though, man. And then somebody was telling me you could turn off the microphone for your apps because Jason said that him or his wife had mentioned some product or was talking to their family or friend about a product, and then all of a sudden it started popping up on her Facebook. And she had never searched for it. She had never done anything but talk about it with one of her friends.
Really?
And then she started getting ads on Facebook. So I tell you what, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but it would not surprise me in the least to find out that places like Facebook and other, you know, other advertisers or potential advertisers have been using our phones to listen to conversations for advertising purposes. I'm not saying they're spying on us. I'm not saying it's NSA related or but I'm just saying that in order to customize ads for us, it would not surprise me.
You know what
it
is, Barry? Let's just be honest.
What?
It's the FBI because of the fact that we've both been identified as Russian spies. So, therefore, they're watching us more closely than others.
That's true. Candy said she called a chick out in the middle of a restaurant for not washing her hands. I called
Good
her a nasty
you, Candy.
Bitch. She didn't like
wow.
it too much.
I don't know about we used the choice of language, but you called her out.
Wow, those were her
Chris
words.
Chris said,
not
I just
mine.
Got the same text a minute ago. I'm assuming about Beto.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Wow, how about that? That's crazy.
And someone that had a little venom in a tweet for us that I responded back to has deleted their tweet, I believe. So we're good, so we won't mention it. All right, we got one in the books, 2 hours still to go with the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. We've got 2 hours still to go. Plenty to talk about, including the Texans with a big matchup against the L.A. Rams tomorrow. So lots to talk about there. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Because I like to say I've been around the world back. ESPN 97.5.